Chapter 2. Welcome, ladies! Coach Seville, the advisor for the cheering squad, was a petite lady who had once been a gymnast. Jamie had heard rumors that she had gone to the Olympics when she was younger, but she was pretty sure that couldn't be right. People who had competed in the Olympics didn't end up at Bluford High, she figured. I'm glad to see so many of you interested in cheering on Bluford's varsity squad, she shouted. Jamie was surprised at how loud her voice was. The tiny woman could bellow across the gym as if she had a microphone. But cheerleading isn't about wearing cute uniforms. It is a sport, the most dangerous one in high school. Cheerleaders are athletes, as much as football players or basketball players. And as athletes, cheerleaders are expected to work as a team, to maintain a solid grade point average, and to reach for excellence. So if you're here for a cute uniform, let me tell you right now, this is not the place for you. You might as well leave right now. She paused. The gym was quiet and tense. Jamie's legs twitched with nervous energy. We're going to spend the next couple of days teaching you routines and jumps. Then, on Thursday, you'll perform for me in small groups of three or four. Finally, on Friday, I'll post the list of girls who've made the varsity squad on the bulletin board outside. Everyone know where that is? The crowd of girls mumbled and nodded from the bleachers. Now, in a few minutes, our captains, Crystal, Michelle, and Jaleesa, will teach you a routine. You'll have some time to practice it today, to ask questions, to learn it. Tomorrow, we'll work on jumps. At the minimum, you must be able to do a toe touch, a herky, a pike, and splits. If you don't know what those are, she smiled, you'll find out tomorrow. If you know any tumbling, gymnastics, you'll definitely want to make sure you show me that by the time you and your group perform. Wednesday, you'll have a chance to put everything together and get any extra help before Thursday's auditions. Does everyone understand? There were some quiet murmurs from the girls in the stands. Coach Seville shook her head as if she was a little disappointed. Ladies, you're going to have to do better than that, she said. Crystal, Michelle, Jaleesa, she bellowed. Show 'em. Yes, coach, the girls boomed. Better. She turned toward the stands again. Now let me hear you. Yes, coach, Jamie and the other girls shouted. The gym rocked with the sounds of their voices. Okay, the co-captains will demonstrate, and then it will be your turn. Crystal and her two co-captains did a routine, first really fast, then slowly three more times. Jamie had never heard the chant, but she recognized a lot of moves from middle school. They had worked a step dance routine into the middle of the cheer that wasn't familiar at all. That's the hard part, Amberlynn whispered. That's how they're going to weed us out. Jamie nodded. It looked challenging. All right, Coach Seville hollered. Off your behinds and on to the floor. Jamie and the other girls lined up in long rows that covered the gym from one end to the other. Amberlynn stood on Jamie's left, and a skinny girl in glasses took the place on her right. Crystal, Michelle, and Jaleesa stood in front of the large group. And ready? Crystal cried. Ready? Michelle and Jaleesa shouted back. 3, 2, 1, let's go! The routine was even more difficult than it looked from the bleachers. Jamie was soon struggling to keep the chant and the movements together in her mind. As tough as the cheer was, the step routine in the middle was even worse. The girl next to Jamie was having a really hard time. She jumped when she should have clapped, pivoted right when she should have moved left, and stumped when she should have slid to the side. At one point, she came too close to Jamie and stumped on her foot so hard, Jamie felt her toes throbbing inside her shoes. Sorry, the girl mumbled each time she and Jamie bumped into each other. Sorry. She sounded so nervous, Jamie wondered how she had found the courage to try out. It's okay, Jamie said, but it really wasn't. There was no way this girl would make the Bluford cheerleading squad, even if she had a month to practice. At last, it was over. All right, ladies, Coach Seville boomed over them. Does everyone have it? A few girls nodded, and a few others murmured quiet, yes. But the clumsy girl beside Jamie shouted out, yes, coach! She was so loud she sounded as if someone had stuck a pin in her. Jamie heard snickering and turned her head. Tasha Jenkins had covered her mouth with her hand. She was standing beside one of the girls she had sat with on the bleachers, a tall girl with long, straight hair that didn't look real. She was really pretty but wore a lot of makeup. Jamie knew Mom would have said, "Wash your face," if she had caught Jamie going out like that. "Pathetic," the long-haired girl murmured behind her hand. "Who's that?" Jamie asked Amberlynn, careful to keep her voice down. "Her name is Vanessa Pierce," Amberlynn whispered back. "She's a junior. She didn't make the squad last year. I heard she hasn't stopped practicing since then." "How does Tasha know her?" Amberlynn just shrugged. There were a few more giggles, but then they suddenly stopped. Jamie looked up and saw that Coach Seville was approaching. She had a scowl on her face as she slowly paced closer and stopped in front of the nervous, toe-stomping girl. "That's what I want to hear! Enthusiasm!" Coach Seville said, squinting at the girl's yellow sticker. "Number 35, what's your name?" The girl pushed her glasses up her nose and grinned. "Angel," she replied. "Angel McAllister." "Well, I like your spirit, Angel McAllister," Coach Seville said. "Spirit and enthusiasm are a big part of being a good cheerleader." "Thank you," Angel said. "Suck up," someone croaked from the back of the gym. Angel hung her head. Jamie felt sorry for her, but in a way, the heckler was right. In spite of her loudness and Coach Seville's compliment, Angel didn't seem particularly confident or enthusiastic. Coach Seville's head jerked upward, and she glared toward the back of the gym. "If I hear that again, the person who says it will be asked to leave and not be permitted to audition at all." She said the last two words so firmly, Jamie knew she meant business. "On this squad, we treat each other with respect, you hear me?"
"Yes," the girls mumbled.
"I'm sorry, I didn't hear you," barked the coach.
"Yes," answered the girls, much louder this time.
"That's better," Coach Seville replied, grabbing a clipboard off the edge of the bleachers. "Now, I'm going to break you into smaller groups and then give you a few more minutes to practice. And then, just to get you ready for auditions, I'm going to ask each group to perform for us. Are you ready?"
A loud, "Yes, Coach," erupted from all over the room as the girls scrambled to get ready. But this time, Jamie noticed that Angel didn't join in. Instead, the skinny girl stared at her shoes as if she had never seen them before. Jamie could hear her muttering to herself.
"Left, left, right, kick, clap, slap, turn. Left, left, right, kick, clap, slap, turn."
Repeating the order of the steps to herself like a chant. It was sort of weird. Coach Seville then counted them off. Jamie, Amberlynn, and Angel were assigned to different groups. Jamie forgot all about the strange girl as she practiced the routine with her group. They stumbled a bit, but by the time Coach Seville boomed out, "Time's up," she was pretty sure she wouldn't embarrass herself in front of the other girls.
"Group one, front and center, please."
A line of girls rose from the bleachers, including Angel and Tasha's new friend, Vanessa.
"Go home," Vanessa muttered to Angel as she strutted past her onto the gym floor. Jamie looked up in surprise. She glanced at Coach Seville, who didn't seem to hear Vanessa's comment. Angel looked as if she had been slapped.
"Crystal's gonna count off," Coach Seville told them. "Then you start. Ready?"
"Ready," the girls in the group shouted back, sounding like a military drill team saluting their general. Crystal counted off, and they started. Most of the girls had the opening of the cheer down, but there were a couple who messed up from the first sequence.
"And break," they chanted, moving into the step routine.
Jamie watched as everything fell apart. She was surprised to see how messy the girls looked. Most didn't seem to remember the steps, and two of the girls just stopped halfway through. The only two girls who did everything close to the routine were Vanessa and Angel. Vanessa did everything so perfectly it was as if she had made it up herself. She even tossed her hair and swung her hips and smiled as if she was selling something. Jamie had to give it to her. The girl could move. But to Jamie's surprise, Angel could too. She stepped left instead of right twice and bumped into the girl next to her once.
But that didn't matter because she recovered immediately and kept going with her head down and her eyes locked on her feet. She didn't look up at all, not even long enough to see how much the other girls were messing up. When the sequence ended, the girls on the bleachers clapped politely. "Thank you, ladies. Some of you have a lot of work to do before Thursday, and almost all of you need to find your smile. Even when you mess up, you should be smiling," Coach Seville said. "Let's go, Group 2." Vanessa strolled off the floor with a big grin on her face. Tasha nearly fell out of the bleachers to congratulate her. Jamie didn't like watching it. Besides, Amberlynn's group was up next. She crossed her fingers for her friend as Crystal called out, "Ready? 3, 2, 1, let's go!" And the group began their cheer. Amberlynn did pretty well. Like Vanessa, she kept her head up with a big smile on her face, as Coach Seville said, even though she messed up a few times. Then Jamie's group got called. Jamie gave it all she had, pushing away Mrs. Gessner and her algebra test and the gnawing feeling that she was making a mistake. Instead, she kept her head up with a smile on her face and she pushed. When the step routine began, she heard a strange voice in the back of her mind, like a chant. "Left, left, right, kick, clap, slap, turn." It was Angel's, and it helped. When she finished, Jamie was sweating, but she knew she hadn't missed a single step. "That was great," Amberlynn said, squeezing Jamie's shoulder. "Actually, it was perfect. How'd you memorize it so fast?" "It wasn't me, really," Jamie began. "It was..." "That's all for today, everyone," Coach Seville's loud voice interrupted her. "See you here tomorrow, same time." Jamie and Amberlynn stood up with the other girls and filed out of the gym. Jamie took a quick look around for Angel McAllister. She almost wanted to thank her, but the odd girl was already gone.